April is Autism Acceptance Month. Hey, special ed teacher. This episode will be dropping right on April 2nd, which is World Autism Awareness Day. But we'll be celebrating the entire month. So if you need ideas on how to celebrate, I got you. But before we get into it, if you need a sense of community and a place to relate to the struggles and joys of being in the special ed world, come and join me and many others and friends in my free private Facebook group at www.facebook.com/groups/stepping into special ed. We are a fantastic group of individuals with a range of expertise and experiences. We'll be honored to have you in there to join us. All right, let's get into the episode. Hey, special ed teachers. Welcome to Stepping Into Special Education. Are you confused with writing IEPs? Need a system to track data? Are you up late Googling strategies for behavior management? Do you wake up with huge goals only to feel that you're not doing enough? Hey, I'm Michelle. I too teach special ed in a low socioeconomic community. I too wanted more connection with my special needs families. I wanted help with IEP meetings and needed more training with behaviors. And I kept asking myself, am I even doing a good job? Until I finally found the right strategies and support. In this podcast, you will find guidance with IEPs, behavior strategies, and SPED support so that you will know you've made an impact. So grab your iced coffee, clipboard, and your favorite pen. It is time to get things started. You may have already heard about my story, but my family had an adult foster care home of caretaking for adults with special needs, and one of my foster sisters has multiple disabilities. She has Down syndrome and autism. Growing up with her since the age of 12 opened my eyes to individuals with autism, so much that it started my journey to teach students with special needs. Having the experience of growing up with my foster sister, I thought I understood what it's like to interact with individuals with autism, but being in the educational setting was an entirely different ballgame that I needed to learn. According to the IDEA government website, autism means a developmental disability significantly affecting verbal and nonverbal communication and social interaction, generally evident before the age of 3, that adversely affects a child's educational performance. Other characteristics often associated with autism are engagement in repetitive activities and stereotyped movements, resistance to environmental change or change in daily routines, and unusual responses to sensory experiences. Some data and statistics from the CDC reports that about 1 in 36 children has been identified with autism spectrum disorder, or ASD. Another statistic is ASD is reported to occur in all racial, ethnic, and socioeconomic groups. Also, ASD is nearly 4 times more common among boys than among girls. In my experience of teaching special ed, students with autism can be found in all educational settings. I mean, from the general ed class to the resource specialist program, mild to moderate special day class, all the way to the extensive needs setting. So if you're working in the education field, period, there's an extremely high chance that you will work with a student with autism or have already done so. And I'm pretty sure if you're listening to this right now, chances are you at least know one person with autism. Since individuals with autism are very prevalent amongst our society, according to an article by Claire Delano from the Autism Parenting Magazine, ultimately the goal of Autism Acceptance Month is to be more inclusive of the community it seeks to celebrate. It promotes not just education about the differences of people with autism, but understanding and respecting them. It's significant that we teach our students about being aware and accepting individuals that may or may not appear different than they are. So we are celebrating Autism Acceptance Month here, and in today's episode, I'll be dropping some ideas on how you can help celebrate our individuals with autism. So here we go. 5 ways to celebrate Autism Acceptance Month with all students. For the first idea is, 1, bulletin boards. My Facebook group manager, Shelby, shared this idea, and I thought it was genius. Put bulletin boards in your classroom, in the hallways, or maybe outside the office. These bulletin boards can be about autism. You can put up articles about it, or sharing about Autism Awareness Month would be great. Having a theme of treating others who look or act differently than you is a good start. You can announce it at the staff meeting and make it a point to share it with their classroom as they pass by your bulletin board. So the first idea is bulletin boards. 5 ways to celebrate Autism Acceptance Month with all students. For the second idea is books about children with autism. You can strike awareness and curiosity with your students by reading a book about autism. You can do this each week in the month of April and have a lesson to follow. There are great ones for you that you can find on Amazon. Here are a list of a few books that I found that would be great for your classroom. The first one is called Masterpiece, an inclusive kids book celebrating a child on the autism spectrum. Masterpiece is an inclusive story featuring Samuel, a boy on the autism spectrum who sees the world differently than his peers. When Samuel's teacher asks his class to create a piece of art, it quickly becomes apparent that his beautiful way of looking at the world makes him a true masterpiece. Another book I found is called All My Stripes, a story for children with autism. Zane the zebra often feels different. He worries that his classmates don't notice his curiosity, honesty, or caring stripes, just his autism stripe. With the help of his mama, Zane comes to appreciate all his stripes, including his autism stripe, as the unique strengths that make him who he is. This third one is awesome, and it's called The Girl Who Thought in Pictures, the story of Dr. Temple Grandin. If you don't know Dr. Temple Grandin, she is a very successful professor and scientist who has autism as well. The summary of this book says, when young Temple was diagnosed with autism, no one expected her to talk, let alone become one of the most powerful voices in modern science. Yet the determined visual thinker did just that. Her unique mind allowed her to connect with animals in a special way, helping her invent groundbreaking improvements for farms around the globe. The fourth book I found is called Uniquely Wired, a story about autism and its gifts. This is a story of Zach, a young boy living with autism who wants you to understand how he experiences the sights and sounds of the world around him. Go ahead and check these books out on Amazon. I'll be sure to put all the links in the show notes directly for these books. So, for the second idea is to read books about students with autism. 5 ways to celebrate Autism Acceptance Month with all students. For the third idea is support autism groups. It is so easy to find autism groups online to support. Some of these are the Autism Society of America. For 58 years and counting, the Autism Society, including our nationwide network of affiliates, connects people to the resources they need through education, advocacy, support, information and referral, and community programming. Their mission statement says, "We create connections, empowering everyone in the autism community with the resources needed to live fully." And then their vision states, "Creating a world where everyone in the autism community is connected to the support they need when they need it." A second group you need to follow is called the Autistic Self-Advocacy Network. It states that they are a network that is a 501c3 nonprofit organization run by and for autistic people. ASAN is a national grassroots disability rights organization for the autistic community. We fight for disability rights. We work to make sure autistic people are included in policy making so that laws and policies meet our community's needs. We work to support all forms of self-advocacy and to change the way people think about autism. Our members and supporters include autistic adults and youth, cross-disability advocates, and non-autistic family members, professionals, educators, and friends. Their mission states, "The Autistic Self-Advocacy Network seeks to advance the principles of the disability rights movement with regard to autism, and believes that the goal of autism advocacy should be a world in which autistic people enjoy equal access, rights, and opportunities. We work to empower autistic people across the world to take control of our own lives and the future of our common community, and seek to organize the autistic community to ensure our voices are heard in the national conversation about us. Nothing about us without us." I'll be sure to link these websites in the show notes as well. So go ahead and research these groups and see how you can get involved. As you can see, there are many groups you can support, but be sure to really research each group and be knowledgeable about each of them so you know who you're supporting. So the third way is to support autism groups. Five ways to celebrate Autism Acceptance Month with all students. For the fourth idea is support an autism event. The Autism Society has affiliates all over America that you can look up locally, or other events that support individuals with autism. I know this month the Autism Society is celebrating the Autism Acceptance Walk. The Autism Acceptance Walk or Run can be found throughout the nation. Just go ahead and Google it, check it out, and see what autism walks you can find around your area. The Autism Society near me puts on events monthly. They put on art events, bedtime stories, events for teens and adults, and with our current technology, there are events that you can join online. So the fourth idea is to support an autism event. Five ways to celebrate Autism Acceptance Month with all students. For the fifth idea is Autism Acceptance Month lessons. There are currently free resources that I checked out in the ieautism.org, also known as the Autism Society of the Inland Empire, which was written by one of my colleagues, Michelle Goudreau, as well as Devin Fleets. They created lesson plans and activities for your class. It goes from kinder all the way to eighth grade. They even have a lesson on how to celebrate April 2nd, which is World Autism Awareness Day. The event that they wanted to promote is the Bubble of Kindness Blowout event. This can be easily done as a class or school with little resources. The resources come with videos and posters you can print out to add to your bulletin board. So last but not least, the fifth idea is Autism Acceptance Month lessons. And I'll be sure to put the link in the show notes as well. I hope these ideas will help you plan how you and your students can celebrate Autism Acceptance Month. All right, so to recap, five ways to celebrate Autism Acceptance Month with all students. For number one, bulletin boards. Number two, books about children with autism. Number three, support autism groups. Number four, support an autism event. And last but not least, number five, Autism Acceptance Month lessons. I would love it if you can share how you'll be celebrating Autism Acceptance Month for the month of April. You can let me know in the free private Facebook group at www.facebook.com/groups/stepping into special ed. It is free, and we have a great community of educators and friends just like you. So be sure to go ahead and join us. All right, my friend, I'll catch you on another episode of Stepping Into Special Education. Take care and have a great week.
Hey, before you leave, if you felt this show taught you something and got you one step closer to where you want to be, please leave me a quick review and follow this podcast. It is the best thing you can do to keep the show going. Also, be sure to join my free Facebook group. You'll be able to connect with me and get support from fellow educators just like you. Remember that you do make a difference and that there's always that one student that can't wait to see you every single day. Till next time, my friend, take care.